Good afternoon. Welcome to today's Norman Sportsline program. Special guest joining us, Ryland Pierce out of Martinsville. He was the Flin Flon Bombers' first selection in the SJHL Bantam Draft from a couple weekends ago. He went 11th overall from Martinsville. He played with the Martinsville Marauders this past season, picking up 40 points in 31 games. And Ryland, good to talk to you today. How's your summer going so far?
It's pretty good. There's not much to do, just working out. And now that the rinks are open, I can go back on the ice.
When do you think you'll be able to get back on the ice?
They actually opened last week, so I've been going on the ice every 3 days a week.
And that's right in Martinsville, your hometown?
No, it's actually in Saskatoon.
Well, I guess Martinsville's just kind of a suburb of Saskatoon anyway, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, listen, congratulations. You went to the Flin Flon Bombers in the opening Bantam Draft, 11th overall, like we mentioned. Was this a big thing for you? Were you really following this intently? Did you have a feeling you're going to go in the opening round?
It wasn't really a big thing to me, but as we got closer and closer to the draft, I started to get really excited, and I'm very proud to be selected by the Flin Flon Bombers, so... And I can't wait to get started.
Now, you were also picked in the Western Hockey League draft, which happened a few weeks ago by Kamloops. Were you kind of watching that one closely as well?
Yeah, I was very closely watching that one. So
you went in the fourth round overall, 85th overall to Kamloops. Now, my understanding is you kind of want to go the college route right now. Is that safe to say, or have you really made up your mind?
Right now I'm open to anything. Just trying to make up my mind, but we'll see how next year plays out and see what route I want to play on in the next couple of years.
Where are you going to be playing next year, do you know?
Warman AAA.
Okay. Now, that's the team that moved from Beardies, right?
Yep.
Okay, so that'll be a good spot for you to play. Did you know much about the Flin Flon Bombers before this all went down?
I actually knew quite a bit. One of my buddies, Cole, you guys signed him, and I've been talking to him a lot, and we're pretty close, so knew quite a bit. Yeah.
And he, of course, played with that Beardies program too, did he not?
Yeah, he did.
And we'll see if he can make the jump to junior. But have you had any conversations with John Clausen, the head scout, or any of the Bombers before this draft took place?
My dad actually talked to John the night before the draft.
So were you fully expecting to get picked by Flin Flon, or did you really know?
Well, they said that they were going to take me if I was there, but I had no clue if any other team wanted me. But once I heard no one picked me and I was going to Flin Flon, I was very excited.
Yes, it's a proud organization, a lot of history, as I'm sure you know. What's the one thing that you really like about Flin Flon so far?
Well, right now... I like how they have all their fans. The whole town comes out to the rink to watch them, and that's pretty cool because we come from Martinsville. We get quite a few fans for our games, so I like to feed off the fans' energy and stuff.
And I'm sure you've heard that the Whitney Forum is as good a place as any to watch a hockey game.
Yeah.
Now, I'm assuming, too, that you'll be going probably to the Flin Flon as soon as they get everything kind of restored. I'm sure you're planning on making your way up to Flin Flon and getting on the ice up here for a camp, right?
Yeah.
What has the hockey club kind of told you, Ryland, what's the conversation been like with you and the team so far leading up to camp and leading up to being a Bomber?
It's just they talk to me about their team and what they expect from their players and all that stuff, so...
Just kind of giving you the rundown of what they want from you if you in fact end up being a Bomber.
Yeah.
Let's talk about you. We mentioned 40 points in 31 games. You're a defenseman. Describe what type of hockey player you are.
I like to be a fast player. I like to set the tone for the game. I have a pass-first mentality, and that's about it.
So a guy that you probably have no problem fitting into a locker room and being part of a team atmosphere.
Yeah.
So who are some of the guys that have molded you into the player that you are now? Who are maybe some other coaches or players that you've kind of really depended on to help you mold you into the hockey player you are today?
Well, it all started with probably my dad, I'd say. From before we got to contact, he actually AP'd me to his midget AA team. So I got to be out with the older kids. practicing with them, roughing them up and stuff, getting roughed up too. And then it all started pretty much my first year bantam too with Sean Pryle. He taught me quite a lot throughout the 2 years that I was with him.
So you've had some pretty good influences in your career.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me. And how long ago did you decide that you wanted to make hockey your career? When did that kind of really be embedded into your psyche, so to speak?
I'd say second year PWAA and first year bantam in that area.
That's when you kind of made the decision, you know what, I'd like to take this as far as I can.
Yeah.
I'm sure, but speaking about the Bombers, I'm sure that you're aware of this, and I'm sure they probably let you know that they've had a lot of players go on to the NCAA level.
Yeah, I've heard that. That's also what's making my decision a lot harder, too.
Well, I mean, you're still young. You still have a lot of hockey to play, and realistically could see you in Flin Flon in a couple of seasons. What's you're making the jump to the Saskatchewan Midget Triple-A League this year. You must be really looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm very excited. I'm very happy that a team wants me, and since it's a new program, we all get to start fresh, and we all have something to own or show the league what we're about and stuff.
And that's a pretty nice facility they got in Warman as well.
Yeah.
Well, Rylan, I'll tell you what, I really appreciate catching up to you here today. Congratulations on, you know, your selection with the Bombers, 11th overall, and hopefully we'll see you up in Flin Flon for a main camp, and hopefully see you in a Bomber uniform in the not-too-far distant future.
Thank you.
All righty, that's Rylan Pierce. That's the Flin Flon Bombers' number 11 selection at the SJHL Bantam Draft from a couple weekends ago from Martinsville, and he'll be making his jump to Warman, the new AAA program in Saskatchewan into AAA League, and of course, we'll continue to follow his progress here at 102.9 CFAR and flinflononline.com.